Good day and welcome, Philadelphia and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for WFIL Radio, working for your liberty. Tom Donahue reports. You're tuned to Philly Freedom. So glad you can be with us. And I really do appreciate your listenership and feedback thus far. So thank you for appreciate that. And we're not going to take that for granted. And we're going to keep working not only for your liberty, but the best possible programming. And I think you may have noticed that I do work in some interviews, and I plan to do more. And we've gotten some really nice comments regarding that. And so this is kind of a work in progress. Not a progressive work, but a work in progress. And there's a difference. And I think some of you are now finding that we can talk about the tough stuff, but we can also have some levity. And there has to be a comedic edge, although I feel it has to come naturally. I don't do anything canned. I don't do anything that's prepackaged. You know, I don't write down and say, wow, I think this would be funny. This would be a great punchline, because that's not the way I do the program. And again, I'm not faulting others. Some are incredibly organized and very, very detailed. And I'll give you an example. There's an article that you may find throughout the inner tubes here, or the internet, or the webosphere, cyberspace. And that is Michael Reagan, the son of former president and deceased Ronald Reagan, conservative icon. Ronald Reagan's son, and he was an adopted son, but he was never treated that way. He was always considered a son. And they were very close. And Michael Reagan was a fairly successful talk show host. And I say fairly because he never made it quite to the ranks of the top tier. He was kind of that steady, solid, dependable host and competed quite effectively. But I met Michael Reagan back in the 90s, and I'd gone through a couple different networks. Some of these networks were more or less successful. Some of them changed the direction or the format. And so there was a possibility I was going to be on the same network with him. So this was the owner of this network, and I don't even recall, it was kind of a liberty-based, libertarian-type network, because this guy really believed in more of that independent take on things, even though Michael Reagan was actually pretty solidly, you know, staunchly prototypical conservative, at least from my viewpoint. But nevertheless, this guy, he liked Michael, and he liked the program, and they worked together until I think Michael ended up going to Radio America before he concluded and said that's a wrap with his program. So I was there, and you know, I had a meeting, and at that time the technology wasn't quite as advanced. You had like these dedicated lines, and everything had to be satellite based, and so it was more challenging to work out some of the technical aspects. So they were unable to produce the program remotely, and so fortunately things worked out, and I was with Talk America Radio Network for quite some time, and they were based out of Boston, and they could do my program very, very effectively and very successfully. So we appreciated the good work they did. And at that time, I was on, I followed Morton Downey Jr. Now, those of you that have been around a while, you may know that Morton Downey Jr. was kind of like the precursor, if you will, the forerunner for Rush Limbaugh. You know, he was very outrageous, and he was sort of like the Trump of late night talk and political talk radio. And he also mentored Rush, you know, at least that's what I understand, in Sacramento before he moved on to this network that I was affiliated with. So I've come into contact or I've shared studios, even maybe remotely, because we're on the same roster over the years. But so Michael is doing a show, and as you know, every station, commercial station, has commercial breaks. And so during the break set, I'm going to the studio, and I'll introduce you to Michael. And he was very friendly and very cordial. But what I noticed was the eye for detail. This guy had all the articles highlighted, notes next to them, a notepad full of notes. I mean, he came fully prepared. Well, I don't think I've ever done a program like that. So, you know, it depends on the personality. It depends on, you know, what you're most comfortable with. I don't feel that I'm more comfortable because I'm more prepared. I read a lot. I've learned a lot. I seemingly know a lot, and I do have reference points, and I do have articles that I can refer to, but it's almost too restrictive for this creative, right brain, artistic, more intuitive, you know, leading by the gut, by instincts, by spirit, and less linear and logical and rational, although I try to be rational and reasonable. So that just gives you a little bit of background. So I had a lot of respect for Michael, and his show prep and his delivery. And so anyway, this article, and he was critical of Trump from the beginning. There's no question about that. And he actually said that his dad wouldn't have supported Trump. But, you know, a lot of things are said because you're hoping the other candidate wins or maybe, you know, but now that the reality is set in, and yes, Donald Trump clinched the nomination. There is no chance through the political process that he can be denied, and he will not be denied. So this is an exciting time for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump defied all the odds. He proved everybody, or mostly everybody, wrong. But the headline is, Trump's success built on 20 years of listening to talk radio. And there's no question. He's mentioned to Michael Savage. He's mentioned to Laura Ingraham and others that he is a fan of talk radio. That he, you know, he just like the common listener, wanted to hear what America was thinking and what they were saying and part of that national discourse and discussion. So he is a product of talk radio. The original blog post that I did, I called him the shock jock of American politics. Now, Talkers Magazine and others picked up on that, but that's okay. I've never worried about who gets the credit as long as the job gets done. And so, believe me, you will hear some of my catchphrases showing up on other programs. It's always worked this way. It's going to continue working this way. I don't know. Maybe I just have a little more creativity, a little more juice in the tank. I'm not sure. But anyway, I feel blessed, and I certainly feel quite privileged that you guys are listening today and all the days that we've been on with you. And we it is our hope and it's our prayer that we will be on for many more days to come, many more years to come. Okay, I'm Tom Donahue. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Segment one is complete, and we'll get to take two right after these important messages.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Welcome back. Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom on WFYL Radio, working for your liberty, defending your freedom, the Freedom Station. And we've always been about liberty-loving, defending freedom, seeking truth, telling truth, and doing the right things in the right ways. That's what this program is all about. I want to get to several things today, but one of them happens to be hellish Hillary. and her hellacious lies. That's right, hellacious, hellish Hillary. And some would say, oh, I love when these spokespeople, you know, these, and the pundits for that matter, but those that are like in official capacity, that are Democrat, progressive defenders, and some that are actually part of her campaign in terms of PR and publicity and promotion, they actually have the audacity, the temerity to say, oh, well, the report that just came out backs up everything Hillary said. And that she's not a liar. Oh, no, she is a hellacious liar. Not just a prevaricator. We're talking about a flat-out, committed, deliberate liar. That's right. So this term, you're probably going to hear it. And it's, hey, it's available to the general public. It's available to my talk radio colleagues. But you can use the term hellacious, hellish Hillary, because she is a hellacious liar. She is a serial and pathological liar. And so Scarborough, you know, the Morning Joe, I don't watch it. You know, I don't watch those morning programs. There's too much fluff, not enough meat. You know, I like going after the red meat type programs. I don't have time for the fluffy. Okay, if I want fluffy, I've got cats. And we'll get to that sometime, too. At some point, you're probably going to hear cats in the background, but that's all right. But let me just say this. Scarborough wrote an article, and it was published by Newsmax. And he's very moderate. I mean, sometimes so moderate that you might think that he's Kasich, you know, posing as a Democrat. And remember, he was the United States Congressman. And they call him Sensible Joe. I don't know how sensible he is, but he seems like an affable, somewhat likable guy. So we'll give him a little credit. But he says everything Clinton said defending the email gate, that's what I call it. I don't know if it's officially called email gate, server gate. It's just a lie. In quotations, just a lie. A big lie, many big lies, hellacious, deliberate lies. Pathological serial liar. We're not just talking about exaggerations, prevarications. We're talking about extreme, deliberate, perennial, pervasive, persistent, ongoing, lifetime lies. That's what this woman's about. And it's really hard to feel sorry for her with the mistreatment and the abuse that she experienced in that so-called marriage. And there's been some that have said, and there's been authors that, and people that have worked closely with the Clintons over the years, going back even to the time that he was, I don't know if he was a lieutenant or he was the actual attorney general. It doesn't really matter because I'm not that concerned about going that far back. But he did serve in a legal capacity before he ran for governor. And in Arkansas, back then, I think it's still to this day, I have to check with people in Arkansas, it's a 2-year term as governor. So, I mean, as soon as you get in, just like the United States Congress, where it's every 2 years, where the United States Senate is every 6 years, you got to start raising funds. You got to start campaigning for the next term. And he was a multi-time governor. So the people that know the Clintons best, they've said that this was always about business first and love and family second. And the business of the Clintons, besides dirty business and monkey business, is politics. Well, I guess you could say it's one and the same, because it's pretty darn dirty. You know, I mean, it's really downright dirty, the politics in general. So you have this business relationship. And if you thought that they were wrong back then, how about present day? You can't imagine. There's nobody in their right mind that really believes that Bill and Hillary have this romantic, loving, comforting, you know, relationship that's so peaceful and content and just so fulfilling. Is it possible? I guess anything's possible, but I've never heard that from anybody. And quite frankly, we now know that Bill Clinton, there in Chappaqua, New York, has had, well, he's had his lady friends, and one in particular that we'll probably discuss at some point, that's as soon as Hillary leaves, which is now with the campaign, often, she comes and visits. And the Secret Service will tell Bill, oh, you may want to tell your friend, and I forget what the code word for her code name is, they have a code name for her, that maybe it's time for her to go. So they're trying to look out for, still trying to look out for Bill and say, come on, man, don't make it so obvious. And I'll tell you one of the reasons. I remember years ago I interviewed a retired Secret Service agent, and he told about the vicious knockdown, drag-out fights between Bill and Hillary. We're talking about lamps being thrown, glasses being thrown, yelling, screaming, cursing. I mean, just really, really tough stuff. And so I think these guys are just saying, hey, we don't want to have to endure that again. So just tell her to head on out. So we have some of the most despicable, some of the most wretched filth in politics. And Bill and Hillary Clinton fit the bill. And right, and I didn't even go into the details. I kind of referenced it based on my discussions of the predatory nature of Bill Clinton and also the other Bill Cosby. Bill Clinton, but the Clintons had this controversy, and it was Vince Foster, longtime close friend, and also another lawyer, and someone that was brought on as counsel and continued, you know, they brought him from Arkansas to continue working with them. And he really wasn't all that enamored with Washington, D.C. He really didn't want to be a part of the D.C. Political culture. But he did it as a favor for his friends, the Clintons. Now, there are some that, and there are surviving family members, that say that it was suicide, that he had bouts with depression. But I'll tell you, I remember interviewing those connected with the Clinton Chronicles, his exposés that were written and videos and audios that were released, that did a tremendous amount of research. And they're talking about Fort Macy Park, and I remember the body that apparently got moved, and there was just a lot of discrepancies. Tremendous amount of cover-up. And I said, if you had someone working for the government, would you have just the park police, the D.C. park police, investigating this high-profile alleged suicide? So it really started off as a botched investigation. And there are many that believe that, well, because he worked with the Clintons and he knew all the secrets, and there was multiple investigations going on about the business at hand, the underhanded business at the Rose Law Firm. There was all kinds of gates, Trooper Gate, Travel Gate, you know, you can go on and on. I mean, the bimbo eruptions. So he was privy to so much. And then there was talk of subpoenas for documents. And one thing that was always said about Vincent Foster was that he was a loyal person, but he also was an honorable person. And he was someone that he would not have, like with Hillary, said, oh, sure, I'll destroy the emails. Oh, I'll destroy what's ever on a server, you know, or like a Richard Nixon. Yeah, I'll just erase that. And so they had a problem. There was a dilemma that what if Vincent Foster gave up the records? And that was the bone of contention from what I recall. And I just love the fact that only Donald Trump, based on what he hears on talk radio, based on what people on the campaign trail, at his rallies, people that he just has contact with, maybe he's on Twitter even, Facebook, and if he thinks there's credibility based on what he knows, he might retweet it. He might actually bring it up, on the campaign trail or during an interview. These issues are getting revisited, and they're only getting revisited because of Donald Trump. Nobody else would have taken notice. Everyone would have agreed that that's the past. We're not going to. I mean, none of this came up during Romney's opportunity. McCain, every time anything negative came up about Obama or Hillary he put that to rest right away. So we have past criminal wrongdoings that never have been thoroughly investigated, that have never been given truly the light of day. That still need to be looked at. We still need to get to the bottom of. Now you could say, well, criminal statutes of limitation, you know, have run. That it's, how's it going to make our life any better? Well, I think truth always makes one's life better, even though it might be tough medicine at the time. I think that truth is really the universal elixir that heals. So I think that Donald Trump is really the medicine that America needs at this present time. It's sometimes tough to take. It sometimes it makes you bristle. But I think we need to realize that politics is a blood sport. Politics is a very tough business, and it's going to take a tough man or woman, but a tough man. And this tough man is going to have to go after this tough woman, and she is tough, with all the brass and with all the bravado, because it's going to take a real man, not a Romney, gentleman, to debate and to disarm and to dismantle his opponent. Another time out. I'm Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom. Thanks so much for joining us today. Lots more to cover. Right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of this product.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
To order your 2 month supply, call now toll-free 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually, you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way, though. Power Sleep is an all-natural, non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at energywave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add Power Vites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at energywave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back. Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom on WFYL Radio, serving the greater Philadelphia area and beyond. I'm so glad that you are joining us. Also want to thank our digital partners at Red State Talk Radio and, of course, TalkStream Live Worldwide. Our podcast listeners and directories, we appreciate that. And our social media and the ways that you communicate and connect with this program is certainly most welcome. Now, I want to go back to a word that I utilized that I kind of affixed to hellish Hillary, and it relates to her lying. And I said hellacious. Well, as you know, many times you can go to the dictionary and you will find, like, depending on how it's used, that word can be defined in more than one way. So I just want to make it perfectly clear that the definition that corresponds to my intent for hellacious is horrifying, okay? So it's not like it was hellacious expedition that was rigorous and it was tough and remarkable in that manner. We're talking about horrifying. We're talking about a definition that relates to hellish Hillary. And the fact is that she is a hellacious person. She's horrifying. And you might say, some people go, how about the another H word, hilarity? Well, no, she laughs. Well, she's not hilarious, even though it's a play on words. But the hilarity of the matter is that, I guess you could say, when she tries to stand up, supposedly, for women and women's rights and you know, anti-bullying and all, you know, all, you know, and certainly cannot say anything negative, and the terrorists that mean us harm. And so you have to be really careful with your wording. I brought this up in yesterday's program, and I brought this up in other programs, certainly most recently, is the fact that when the government, groups that monitor so-called extremism and hate, they don't monitor groups that are radicalized progressives. They don't monitor and report on those that are of Muslim faith and descent. And we're talking about the radical Islam. We're talking about the radical extreme factions within Islam. More specifically, you know, we're talking about ISIS. You know, we're talking about various others that see those of the Christian faith, those of the Jewish faith, those of even the Buddhist faith, those of any faith that doesn't follow the Nation of Islam and the Quran. You know, the relationship with the Creator God. And so, although the numbers, in terms of percentages, if you were to break down all the religious faiths, I don't think you could point to any other religious faith that has more extremists, and more murderers, and more people that are willing and able to sacrifice their own life as suicide bombers. To find another religion or another faith. Now, you can find probably a small sect or a cult that you could point to. But I'm talking about of the major religions. It is, for whatever reasons, and again, I am not a biblical scholar. I am not a religious scholar. No, you know, I'm a person of faith, and I'm a person that has a personal relationship with the Creator. From time to time, I do discuss that. This program is not set up to be quote-unquote religious, but I do not deny my spirituality. I do not deny my faith. I do not deny my relationship with the Lord. But I'm not here as a program proselytize. However, you know, I am one that I'm open to other. I'm willing and able to hear from people that talk from a faith base. Now, I know some shows say, "Oh, let's, you know, check religion at the door," or don't. Use the word God or Creator or Jesus or anything that's related to that. Just talk about pragmatic politics. Just stick to the secular. Stick to the issues that are in the news. In this country, whether you want to believe it or not, the founders came from different sects within Christianity, different denominations within Christianity. And it was a given. It was readily apparent to them that it was a Christian nation. But no, no religious order could dictate to others of faith or those in government. So there was not going to be a theocracy. There was not going to be a religious test. But also, the government was not here to manage or oversee or to control or to limit religious freedom and expression. And so, really, it was not about putting limitations on religion, with the exception of this becoming, the government becoming run by, let's say, a rabbi or a pope or a bishop, any other person of religious cloth or order. It wasn't set up to be that way. But there was never a denial by the founders that their faith didn't move them, that their faith didn't guide them, that their faith wasn't part of the establishment of the laws of the land, and how that affected the liberty, the personal freedoms. So that's the way I see it. Anyway, and I just wanted to make sure that you understood that I'm dealing with hellacious Hillary because of her serial and pathological lying. And I call her Hellish Hillary or Hellcat because that's really the way I see her. I think everything about her is about power and control. And I really see her as a very arrogant and a very self-absorbed. And you could say, hey, Donald Trump, hey, he's arrogant. Well, he is. Donald Trump, he's egotistical. Yeah, he is. But, you know, I don't see evil intent with Donald Trump. I mean, to him, obviously, beauty matters, looks matter. You know, living the fine life matters. But I also see that he's very relatable. I mean, he can talk to anybody about anything. Hillary cannot do that. You can see that Hillary is faking it. Just like one of the main tenets as a talk show host in talk radio is that you have to be yourself. You have to be authentic. But if they think that what you're saying, you don't actually believe it, that you're wasting their time or you're trying to manipulate them. But even if they disagree with you, and I'll give you for instance, there's a lot of conservatives that still listen to Alan Combs. And everyone knows that he is absolutely committed to being a progressive liberal. He loves the word liberal. But people know that when they go onto that program or they listen to him, remember he was the sidekick, he was a punching bag for Hannity all those years? And really, that's what it was. Then Hannity just said, you know, I have my own identity and it's time for me to just break away. But the point is that even if you don't distrust this person, you don't dislike this person, you disagree with that person because you actually believe that what he's saying is authentic. Just like with Ed Schultz. One of the things that people liked about Ed Schultz at one time was they knew that he really believed what he was saying. The same with Rachel Maddow. People really believe that she believes this. Vehemently disagree. And quite frankly, you may decide based on the fact that, okay, so she believes those things, but I don't care to listen to those things. I have no interest. I have no, there's nothing here at her store that I want to buy or buy into. And so that's a whole different matter. But Hillary, I think it's going to become more readily apparent that even though both candidates might have personality flaws or defects, but that relatability, that likability, even if you disagree with someone, you go, I kind of like that guy, or I respect that guy. And people are so tired. I think on the left and the right, believe it or not, they're tired of this political correctness. Even someone that I find despicable and deplorable, Bill Maher, he's talking about the college campuses and saying, what's wrong with these people? Why can't, whether you're from the left or the right, why can't you come on the campus and just give your speech? You know, why can't they keep an open mind and just listen? And yeah, you can disagree, but why is free speech being impeded and being denied on college campuses? So I think on the left and the right, people are going to realize that, hey, I don't believe the same way Donald Trump does, but I like the fact he's talking about these things. And so I think that you're going to have, it's going to be an epic contest. And what about the possible debate between a Trump and a Sanders? Talk about pay-per-view, talk about high ratings, talk about putting Hillary Clinton in the background. That would be fantastic. Okay, we're up against another break set here. Thank you for tuning in today, and we have another segment to go, and I thank you so much. And believe me, there's a lot more to say, a lot more to cover. I'm Tom Donahue for Philly Freedom, putting America first, New World Order dead last, freedom fighter. We'll be right back.
Health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea, you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Welcome back. Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom on WFYL Radio. Thanks to our digital partners that will hear this program a little later this evening, and that's at 10 p.m. Eastern. We are broadcasting in Philadelphia on WFYL at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, weekday evenings. It almost feels like afternoon because of, you know, we have plenty of sunshine, and the sun sets much later. And we are definitely feeling the summer heat. That's right. And the summer holidays are coming upon us. And so, and don't get me started on holidays. But I'll leave that for another day. But I do want to jump back into issues that I feel are pertinent. And again, I'm not here to spoon feed you. I'm not here to mold your minds of mush. You know, you have to decide. First of all, you have to discern. And then you have to decide. So it's going to be up to you. All I can do is present my case. I can just present the issues. And I can do that in a persuasive manner. But again, you cannot accept what I have to say, what my guests have to say, what the article has to say. You have to have the spirit of discernment. You have to use your intellectual wherewithal. You have to use your common sense. Perhaps even put it to prayer, and then you can make a good decision. So it's a screening, it's a filtering, it's a process. And then, and it's also, it's building upon the evidence, it's building upon the information and the knowledge that you have over a period of time. That'll make you a better decider. And you'll be a more informed voter, you'll be a more informed person. A guy that, well, I don't really have the greatest respect for. You'll say, well, he's on our side now. I don't know what our side means, because I find scoundrels on both sides of the artificial political divide. And that's why Donald Trump basically blew up the Republican Party and said, no, this party is in crisis. And this party has been demoralized for quite some time, because it's been a party of compromise, been a party of silence, not standing up for the rights and doing the right things. So Donald Trump has essentially he's remaking this party through his movement. So Dick Morris, he was the confidant. I mean, he was as close to the Clintons, and maybe he got away because of what happened to Vincent Foster. I don't know, but. The point is, well, no, he had that toe-sucking incident, remember? Yeah, he was having an affair with another woman's feet, so what can I tell you? But anyway, so Dick Morris, because of his embarrassing the Clintons, I don't know how you embarrass the Clintons, you know, at least having a foot fetish versus Clinton chasing after interns. So anyway, so Dick Morris left the Clinton administration disgraced, tried to figure out what he was going to do, I guess, with his all his contacts and everything. He said, you know what? I'm going to dump all the dirt I know on the Clintons, and I'm going to go to Fox News, and I'm going to start working for the other side. Now, he was a paid political consultant that worked with both parties, but he was certainly, his political ideology at the time was more in alignment with Clinton and someone more of a pragmatic Democrat and someone that was considered a more moderate, you know, more centrist Democrat. So he was paid, he was part of the, you know, the government apparatus. But until he had that, you know, they came to light about this affair and the foot fetish thing and all that, that's what sunk Dick Morris. So people that just want to assume, because they don't go back in time, that Dick Morris is a great guy and a great conservative, he's not. He's kind of like a hired gun. And he did a talk show here in Philly that I thought was quite abysmal, but that's just my opinion, okay? And I told the station that. You know, I just thought it was atrocious, and I just thought they were just playing on his hype. But remember, his political prognostications were about as accurate. Karl Rove, remember Bush's brain in his little whiteboard and how he still said that Romney was going to win the election? Remember that? I mean, some of these clowns, these cast of characters that get paid to be paid political consultants and to be prognosticators and pundits, and they're so wrong so often. But yeah, so Dick Morris and Karl Rove, I just think are just wretched figures. I really do. And again, that's just showing my fairness. I'm an equal opportunity offender if they're offending the Constitution, if they're offending our rights, if they're offending decency. Don't you just love when you have these folks that, I mean, Dick Morris didn't have any concrete conservative ideological values. Now, Donald Trump was going through an evolution. He was trying to work with both parties because, you know, dealing with multi-billion dollars worth of properties and industries that he needed to, well, sometimes he needed favors. He needed, you know, favorable tax legislation, you know, whatever. And so he shelled out the money. He knew how the political game worked. He knew how to operate within the political cesspool. So he's never been in denial of that. So Dick Morris says the private aide that ran Hillary's email server did not have security clearance. So there's a lot of articles coming out about Hellish Hill. And the fact is that her hellacious, horrifying, deliberate, and debilitating lies, dastardly lies. Will this actually translate into an indictment of her and others? I don't know. But I would love to see this debate that everyone's kind of working towards and trying to... I mean, Donald Trump's ready. I think it would be great, you know, between he and Bernie Sanders. It would be a colossal clash. There would be some areas of agreement. You have to remember, many, many times when you have someone that's diametrically opposed to you, sometimes you agree on the problem. It's where the difficulty comes in, is you disagree on how to get to the solution. So Bernie Sanders believes that failed socialism and communism, which I call him Commie Sanders, that's what his burn's all about, is not the solution. Identifying this tenth of 1% that controls the majority of the wealth of the world and the recklessness of Wall Street and these corporations that are creatures of the state, that are in bed with the state, that really have, you know, have limited liability and have all the protections and know how to use all the laws to favor something that is really not a person, although there have been court rulings saying that corporations are persons, even though artificial, but they see them as persons with rights and privileges. And then you have these trade deals, and so you're going to have a lot of blue-collar factory and unionized workers that are going to say, Bernie Sanders isn't there, we're going to go for Donald Trump. Because at least we know in that area, we can close our eyes or hold our nose and know that we're going to disagree with, you know, Donald Trump and maybe in some areas. But these are the areas that are core to their values and to their economic livelihood. So it's going to get more and more interesting here. But the burn is on as it relates to this possible debate between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. And I think it would be epic. I think it would be a colossal clash of ideologies, but also some similarities. You know, I mean, even though you say, well, he's been a United States Senator for many years, you know, he's only 100 United States Senators, that he does wield a lot of influence, that he is an insider. But he's an insider, but he's an outsider. He left the Democrat Party, became an independent, which really was became an ass socialist, or actually became, there's really no thriving socialist party. He just had to become an independent, having a debate with a populist and the man who's remaking the Republican Party. And they both have movements. They both garner huge crowds. I mean, just imagine. And then hellish Hillary is and Bill are left, you know, in the bleachers. They're left as observers. They're left as outsiders, even though she might, in all likelihood, you know, cinch the nomination and become presumptive nominee. But I still say there's going to be chaos at the convention. And the fact is that this legal matter is still not resolved. And I think that there's still a possibility that Hillary may say, the only way I can beat Donald Trump is I'm going to have to put Bernie Sanders on the ticket. Even though I'd like to have someone younger, I'd like to have someone that's more in alignment with my views, and that, and the other thing is, and again, I don't think there's really no constitutional prohibitions for putting her husband on the ticket. I mean, that would be a very bold move, and it would be a move that some would say, well, it could destroy the Democrat Party, it could destroy the election, but it also could win her the election. So there's a lot of things that we're going to be discussing in the coming weeks and months. And it's 2016. It's the primaries are winding down. The Republican Party, like them or not, Donald Trump is your nominee. He's the standard bearer. There is no disputing that. There is nothing that could be done at the convention within the political realm that can derail Donald Trump. Donald Trump he is the nominee. I still shudder to think, not just because of the progressive mobs and the rioters, but I'm still concerned about his safety and his security, and I just hope that the Secret Service does the right thing, that they really pull together and become more competent and more cognizant of that. And also, I hope that there's a mix of private security, too, but maybe that's something that Donald will not discuss, although he seems to discuss just about everything. On that note, I want to bid you a wonderful evening. Until we meet again, I am Tom Donahue for Philly Freedom. Tom Donahue reports. Have a great night. Take care.
In your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.